This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live and direct from Mandaree, North Dakota today. We're actually at the community center. A little game of basketball going on right now on the court, but a little later on it'll be the Bach and Rocks information session, all part of the Bach and Rocks Cookfest tour, which is really part barbecue, part live entertainment, part great information, and I guess most importantly, just getting a sense to give the community a chance to get up and close with folks from the oil and gas industry. The Bach and Rocks North Dakota Petroleum Council efforts have gone on a number of years. These are really a lot of fun. They are most enjoyable. I really I can think of, I'll date myself, but I can remember being in Ray, North Dakota. I can remember being near Stanley, North Dakota for the very first one. It'll be in the Mandaree and Stanley this year, but there's been some great events. Kenmare, North Dakota was a fun one. Dunn Center was a fun one. Oh, my gosh, I can just go on and on. They really are. They're a lot of fun. And I liken them to a fair. It's a lot like a fair. You're coming to a little small town, county fair. There's a lot of food, and there's a lot of entertainment, and there's a lot of camaraderie. So it's really neat. This is the 8th annual Bach and Rocks Cookfest. Mandaree, North Dakota is where we're at today. In Stanley, we're going to chat with Kathy Nesset of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. She'll be participating in the Bakken information session that takes place this afternoon from 2 until 4, where we're broadcasting live from the Mandaree Community Center. So will Randy Phelan. He's a councilman for the West segment of the MHA Nation, and Randy will join us a little later on. I mean, when you think about what is happening in the oil and gas industry and the amount of investment and job opportunities and growth, they have had life-changing impacts on people in places like Mandaree, North Dakota. That's really something that you sort of gets lost, I guess, in all the hustle and bustle of how many wells, and how many rigs, and, you know, what's the price of oil, and you know, life-changing impacts. And that's one of the nice things about events like this. You really get a sense of understanding that up close from folks and getting to meet them. They have a great barbecue. It's all free. And a number of companies come in, and they get out there, and they just have a great time. I'm going to actually run through the list of folks that will be here today so you know who will be here and get a chance to interact with on the program, too. Some information booths, some good entertainment. ND22 is here. That's free. That'll be the barbecue, the information booths, and the music will all be at the powwow grounds in the powwow circle. The pocket information session is actually in the Mandaree Community Center. So 2 until 4, the pocket information session with Ron Ness, Kathy Nesset, Lynn Helms, a panel addressing impacts and implementing solutions, and then Randy Phelan from the council. And then 4 until 7 is the barbecue, the information booths, the performance by ND22, and then they do a awards presentation at 7 where they do the judge's choice and the people's choice on the cook teams. All of this is repeated then Thursday in Stanley, North Dakota. That's 2:30 to 4:30 with the information sessions, and 4 until 7 with the barbecue education the barbecue, the education tables, and the performance there by Tin Star as well. That'll be on Thursday. And then the middle match, the middle day, is a wonderful little fun event down at the Four Bears Casino Marina, a little fishing derby. So a lot going on over the next couple of days. Thank you to our fine sponsors that will make our broadcast possible. We'll be doing, What's on Your Mind all 3 days of these events. We will be doing Energy Matters, and they're going to spend a lot of time out here, and we appreciate our sponsors that have made that happen. Thank you very much to the good folks from Choice Financial, our title sponsor, along with MBI Energy Services, Crestwood Connections for America's Energy, and Purity Oil Services. We'll be telling you about them as we go throughout the day as well. All right, Ty the Radio God Mitchell is here, and I know he was glued to his television set. Pick a favorite address last night? Was there one particular
Well, actually, I was taking care of my wife who had foot surgery, so I really didn't get to see much of any of it, and it was kind of weird because I was getting a whole bunch of texts. He's nailing it! He's nailing it! He's nailing it! And I'm like, well, Okay, somebody's giving a good speech. That's good to know. Rudy Giuliani apparently was the one that was getting the most text from everybody that was, like, nailing it. But I didn't get to hear any of it. I missed the whole doggone thing last night.
I'll bet that was, they were talking about, you know, Rudy, because he did. He was really, he was on fire. But it's funny. I mean, Scott Baio last night was addressing the crowd.
Chachi.
Will Robertson. Chachi, exactly right. You know, Senator Tom Cotton, a great American hero, but also a member of the United States Senate, Senator Jeff Sessions, Rudy Giuliani, Melania Trump. General Flynn had the unfortunate draw of speaking after Melania Trump, actually, and the same with Senator Joni Ernst, but they were pretty good as well. On a deal like that, I don't want to hear a lot of analysis in my mind. I just want to hear what they have to say. And sort of soak it all in. But the networks cannot help themselves. They've got to, you know, give you a little snippet and then tell you what you're supposed to think. Does that drive anybody else crazy? That part was really making me a little crazy last night. I wanted to hear it wall to wall. In fact, I was driving a portion of it, so I actually found a couple of places where I could just hear the actual speeches. But I thought people that maybe you didn't know prior to last night, might have stolen the night a little bit, because there were really some amazing stories. The one, well, Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, former governor of Texas now, told an amazing story. He introduced a fellow by the name of Marcus Luttrell as well, and you got to hear his story. He's the lone survivor. And so Governor Perry, was at some particular military base, I guess, and got a tour from this particular individual, met this person, and basically said, like probably any governor that meets a member of the armed forces, hey, if you're ever in blank, stop by sometime, right? And so he had said, you know, if you're ever in Texas, stop by. Well, it turns out this Marcus Luttrell actually literally went to the guard shack at the Texas residence of Rick Perry and his wife, and said, hey, he told me to stop by sometime. Rick Perry's wife is a nurse, and it turns out he had some injuries. You know, again, these were injuries related to his service. And also some other issues. 3 years he stayed with them and became family. 3 years. It's an incredible story, and they told it very well on the stage yesterday. And, you know, that story's been out there. I'd heard a piece of it, a sliver of it, but I heard it in detail right from his own mouth. And it was fantastic. Just fantastic. Absolutely loved it. And, again, that's maybe one you don't expect to hear last night. So I enjoyed it. There is a little bit of a controversy over the speech of Melania Trump last night, supposedly saying she plagiarized the comments of Michelle Obama. There always has to be something. It's just unbelievable. I just wrap your mind around the possibility that the speechwriters and Melania Trump would get around and say, hey, give me a copy of Michelle Obama's speech here and let's lift some of that and expect that that's not, I'm not buying it myself.
Because Michelle Obama was the first one to give an inspirational speech like that in the first place, right?
If you're going to steal, you're going to steal from Margaret Thatcher. I don't know if you're going to steal from Michelle Obama, but anyway, I don't know. It just is so typical, really, of the place we find ourselves in politics. Anyway, you got a little of my thoughts. I'd welcome yours. There are just so many great things. We have a few highlights that we can play as we go as well. But, moms are hard to beat. They really are. And there were some amazing moms on the stage last night, I thought. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Talking Cookfest, recapping last night's Republican National Convention. Anything you want to talk about at 800-228-0550, give us a ring. Mike in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. I love that plagiarism charge, because one thing I didn't hear Mrs. Trump say is, this is the first time I've been proud of my country now that my husband is running for president. I didn't hear that. And another thing I want to say is, Rudy. Why wasn't this man given more consideration for vice president, because he is just an unbelievable individual as a speaker, as a man, as a federal prosecutor. He's got a record that is just unapproachable. What do you think about that?
Well, he's good. There's no doubt about it. I like Rudy Giuliani a lot. I think he's a law and order kind of guy, given what he did post 9/11 in New York City, given what he did, period, in New York City. You look at New York City that Rudy Giuliani took over and the New York City that he handed to Mayor Bloomberg, it's night and day. So he's a patriot. He's a real deal politician. I agree with you. Last night, he was just phenomenal. I mean, he crushed it. He absolutely crushed it. And it was, there was so much passion in what he had to say. And he clearly knew Donald Trump better than I knew he knew him. Obviously, you know, you assume they'd be acquaintances, but some of the stories he told led you to believe that he's close with Donald Trump. And he did a great job making the case for him last night, making the case for him to speak. I don't know how many people go into a convention sort of, am I going to go this way? Am I going to go that way? Soaking it all in and making a decision. But if you were on the fence, you could not be for Trump after Rudy Giuliani. Mike, I'm with you. As far as his role in the administration, stay tuned. I bet he'll have an important role, no doubt about that.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is here to talk about the health benefits of owning a hot spring spa. Circulation is one you told me about, Vince. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, in the human body, and I find this mind-boggling, but there's over 60,000 miles of blood flowing through your body right now through our circulatory system, and hot water improves that 121%. And that means good things are happening. Your body's coming alive. You're getting rid of the bad toxins. The blood's circulating. You're getting nutrients to it. That's why the Mayo Clinic will say for diabetes patients, hot water's good because it gets blood flowing to the feet and the legs where circulatory is sometimes an issue. And beyond that, it just, you feel better. You get out every single time better than you got in. And I can't think of one product on the planet that can do more for you than hot water.
And when I'm stressed, I can go right to the hot spring spa for a massage, right?
Yeah, great massage. We always say better massage, better water, better energy. And we are the only hot tub company. Well, we invented the hot tub in 1977, hot springs. But we have our ACE saltwater system. And we know this. That is the number two reason why people don't get into hot water, because you think it's too much maintenance. With the ACE saltwater system, not only does it give you a chemical-free way of taking care of the hot tub, but it's hands-free, and the water feels truly better. You don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out.
Fargo, Grand Forks, and their new location in Bismarck has moved next to Sam's Club. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at fargohotspring.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Down to Cook Fest. It's day one. Folks, hope you're going to join the fun. I'm in Mandaree, North Dakota today at the Mandaree Community Center. And we are gearing up for this afternoon and the Bakken Rocks information session that will take place in just a little while, from what, 2 until 4 this afternoon. And those are always interesting. They really are. The theme this year, Bakken Ford. So, okay, where's this on what's happening. Q&A. You can ask questions of folks like Ron Ness and Len Helms and Kathy Ness. It'll all be here. We have a panel lined up on addressing impacts and implementing solutions. Randy Phelan, the councilman, will join us a little later on the program from the West segment of MHA. Will join us to talk a little bit about the impacts on the community here and how things are going there. So looking forward. Barbecue. I know that's what you're after. Me too. And it's free barbecue. Plus that performance by ND22 and all the fun of the Cookfest 4 until 7 this afternoon at the Powwow Grounds Community Center for the other events. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Choice Financial, North Dakota's number one ag lender. Year after year after year, they're always in the top 60 nationwide. They're North Dakota's number one ag lender this year. They are recognized by many sources like, Chambers and American Banker Magazine and North Dakota Chamber Young Professionals Network as one of the best places to work. Very proud of that. And they give back to their communities. They're now in western North Dakota, in oil country, South Hart, Dickinson, Bismarck as well. And, of course, have been a part of North Dakota for over 100 years. Find out more at choicefinancialgroup.com. Same thing on their Facebook page. People first. That's what they're all about at Choice Financial, bringing you our special broadcast today. We would love to hear from you on Cookfest, on last night's convention, and what you want tonight. Anything else you want to talk about, whether you are concerned about some of the comments of Melania Trump last night, as some are. The things that people get, it's all I heard about this morning. You know, flip around on the television, oh, plagiarism. Oh, my gosh, come on, really? Unbelievable. Now, I heard Karl Rove say, well, you know, everything she said was true. It wasn't like, in other words, the words they found from some speech that are similar to of Michelle Obama that were similar to what Melania Trump are all factual statements, things she could say. His point was, somebody should have just triple-checked the final draft of the speech against other speeches and switch a few words around, you're fine, you don't have the controversy. But it almost makes you wonder, just somebody did that on purpose, not Melania, not anybody close to the family or the campaign, but some speech-writing stooge or something. I don't know. Is that too much of a conspiracy theory? But that's what they're trying to make the story of the day. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. By the way, Kevin Cramer, Congressman North Dakota, Gary Amadeth, both in Cleveland and kind of our go-to correspondents for the week. We'll get their take on all of this before the end of the program. Gary was part of this dust-up regarding the rules. A lot of people said it was a fight over the Never Trump crowd. Don't believe that's accurate. I don't think it really had anything to do with the Never Trump crowd. I think it had to do with how the nominee is selected for the next convention, 2020. But it was reported that way, and it was a big battle. So we'll talk with Gary here in a little bit about that. 800-228-0550. Emailer says, how about some more Rudy? I have a little bit of a clip of Rudy. We'll play that in a second. Before a quick caller clinic from Manny. Manny the man. When you call our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline at 800-228-0550, you talk to Manny. And Manny, what did you want to say?
Well, I just have to get this off my chest. You know, I'm the engineer for this show, and, you know, I make sure you guys are on the air and everything goes smoothly and everything. My job is not to be a messenger. So if someone calls into the show and they want to get something off of their chest to Scott, they just hold on the line, and when you put them on the air, they have that opportunity. Or you can text sure. Todd, or you can leave a voicemail message, or you can send an email, Facebook message, all of that stuff. My job is not to be a messenger. So when you call and you scream in my ear because you're upset with Scott about something that Scott said, I'm not going to relay that message.
Same thing when you call my cell phone. People are starting to call my cell phone for that same stuff. I want to talk to somebody right now.
Yeah, so that's all I got to say. Just have to sort of
Can you give me just, you got me very curious now. Did somebody call you and like snap a little bit ago? Or? What prompted this this reminder?
Bit. They're upset with you because they wanted you to acknowledge that the speech last night was plagiarized, and I just said, okay, well, you can go on the air and talk with Scott yourself about that, and he didn't want to do that, so he hung up on me. So
it's like walking into your favorite big box store and screaming at the first person you see in there because either the selection or the prices or whatever, because, you know, that's not what they're doing. You know, they're not doing all that.
First of all, I'll say that, you know, we've talked about this a couple times now, that those are the allegations. I've not laid, the two speeches side by side to sit there and compare line by line. As I just explained, you know, Karl Rove's criticism was, you know, maybe when the speech is all done, I guess there's ways you can do this. You put it into some kind of a, you know, word match with other speeches out there. And if it flags, then you would say, okay, switch that around. If anybody thinks Melania Trump was, you know, over the last week analyzing everything Michelle Obama said and said, yeah, I'm going to copy that. You're nuts. You're flat out crazy. You're out of your mind. That didn't happen. Now, to the extent some Yahoo said, you know, that's kind of good. Let's take a little of this, a little of that, puts it in there, and it becomes part of the final speech. You know, whatever. I don't think that's plagiarism, though, is it? And plagiarism is, I know I'm using those words, and I'm stealing them. It's like theft. But seriously,
Melania,
folks,
by the way. Melania, not Melania.
Yeah, I keep saying it differently. Mrs. Trump, how about that? Melania?
Well, there you go. That's not wrong.
That's not wrong. How do you say it?
Mrs. Trump.
800-228-0550. Come on. Let's talk about something important, okay? Like what Rudy Giuliani had to say. Roll a little Rudy here. I thought he was pretty good.
We say thank you to every police officer and law enforcement agent who's out tonight protecting us, black, white, Latino, of every race, every color, every creed, every sexual orientation. When they come to save your life, they don't ask if you are black or white. They just come to save you. We also reach out. We reach out our arms with understanding and compassion to those who have lost loved ones because of police shootings, some justified, some unjustified. Those that are unjustified must be punished. Those that are justified, we must apologize to. It's time to make America safe again. It's time to make America one again. One America!
One. The man was fired up. Rudy Giuliani getting a lot of kudos for that speech last night. More from Mandaree, North Dakota. Countdown to Cookfest for Bach and Rocks. Don't go
like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi there. It's Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's On Your Mind, is on 4 radio stations every single day, every weekday. K-Fire 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on K-Fire. AM 1100, The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 radio, booming to the Bakken. Those 4 radio stations every single day, right here with What's On Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, Scott@flagfamily.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
MBI Energy, bringing you our special broadcast from Cookfest, North Dakota Oil Can's fun barbecue, musical, informational outreach to communities that happens in two communities once every summer. It really is great fun. MBI Energy Services, by the way, I follow them on Facebook. I would encourage you to do the same thing because they are one of our best places to work tour stops. And right there every day, you've got to nearly every day jobs posted, things that are happening. Hot oil truck drivers in North Dakota being hired as we speak. Great careers in North Dakota. Hiring a lot of truck drivers these days. You can find out more about that at MBI Energy. They also have a fun little thing about today's Cookfest that's up there as well. And they do some good cooking. So that'd be good. If you're going to stop by any of the booths, that's one you want to check out for sure. They'll be teaming up with Tex Industries and Helcon Resources today at the Bakken Rocks Cookfest in Mandaree. So, and again, the timing on today's activities starts here at the Mandaree Community Center where we're broadcasting live. That'll go from 4 o'clock. The Bakken Information Session at the Mandaree Community Center. And our next guest, Kathy Nesset, Lynn Helms, Ron Ness, will answer your questions. Randy Phelan, who's a councilman for the West segment of the MHA, will be there. We'll also have a panel on addressing impacts and implementing solutions. And then for the barbecue, a bunch of information booths and great music by ND22 take place, Mandaree Powwow Grounds. So, happens all over again at Stanley, North Dakota on Thursday. Our broadcast brought to you by, as I mentioned, MBI Energy Services, Choice Financial, Crestwood, Connections for America's Energy. Made a big announcement here this week about the investment they're making in the community, which is great, and Purity Oilfield Services. Two offices in North Dakota, main office in Williston, taking pride in community involvement, raising tens of thousands of dollars for local charities. seeking, finding ways to further the growth of the community and active member in the chamber. They just do good work. These are good folks. So come on out and meet them today. 25 before the top of the hour. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8500. There's a lot of ways to sound off. Not just chewing Manny's ear off. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can call us, get Jamie and Bismarck in here, and then we'll welcome Kathy Nesset next. Hey, Jamie, what's on your mind?
Morning, Scott. Yeah, Rudy said in the speech. Morning again. Rudy said in the speech, you know, we all got to come together as one, and, you know, Hillary always says that. And heck, I haven't heard Marcus Luttrell say that last night, but I think that's just words people use in a speech, Scott, because I haven't heard you say that. I'd like to know how are you or a guy like you and me or conservatives, how are we or hard left-wingers like Hillary, how do you come together? Because, you know, I'm not going to be for opening our borders and leaving them open. I'm not giving up my Second Amendment rights. I'm not giving up my freedom of speech. Global warming is a hoax. I'm never going to go along with that garbage. So when they say come together, that's not going to happen. I mean, I'd like to hear how somebody thinks we're going to come together on something. What's your
answer? My argument would be on the my answer on that would be, Jamie, and we won't have time to unpack this to the degree we could today, but I'd love to spend some time doing that on a future program. I would say when Rudy Giuliani last night was talking about coming together, when I'm talking about coming together, I was talking about post Dallas or Baton Rouge. I'm talking about it in the sense of the founding fathers came together, right? If you go research the founding fathers, there were bitter, bitter fights. They were on opposite sides of everything, but they got around the table and they figured they agreed on one thing, and that is they wanted America to be a great place. And so that's where we're talking about, you know, at least the core agreement on, you know, what we stand for. Now, politically, you're going to have differences. You're going to, you know, like that idea better than that idea. I hear where you're going because there are significant differences, and when somebody wants open borders, versus the, you know, the speaking of the founding fathers, what they envisioned in the way of immigration, you have a battle on your hands. But they had fierce differences. They found a way. I think that's what we mean when we say come together. It doesn't mean you agree on everything and go mamby-pamby. That's my quick take. We'll talk about it another time. Kathy Nesset is here from Nesset Consulting Service. She will be one of the folks here at the Mandaree Community Center as part of Bach and Rock's Cookfest. Little presentation, answering questions. Kathy, how are you?
I am fine. Good morning, Scott.
Thanks for the time today. We appreciate catching up with you. And here we go with another Cookfest information session. This one focused a little bit on looking forward. Are you excited about what you see when you look forward?
Oh, I am. I think that this oil field has the potential, just because this great nation needs our energy, needs our safe, secure domestic energy. So, yes, I'm very optimistic that we have great things moving forward.
So as you assessed, you know, where we've been over the last couple of years with this challenging price environment and the activity slowing and people waiting out what's going on right now, where are we at in that spectrum? Do you see this? I think it's fair to say it's lasted longer than anybody thought, anybody predicted. But what's your assessment of where we are now? You see it getting better?
I do see it getting better. I hope to see it get better sooner, because the longer it stays and protracted at these low commodity prices, the low price of oil, the more difficult it gets on companies. You know, you can handle, you know, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months. Now we're talking 24 months of low price environment, and it does get very difficult on, you know, on the small local companies, you know, the large international companies. Everybody's being impacted, but I have every hope and belief in this world that we need this product. We need it to keep our world safe. And this is, you know, today, you know, we talk so much about safety in this nation. These are the things on the big global scale that that North Dakota can provide for the nation. We have a responsibility to do it and to do it safely here. So part of the talks today are going to be, you know, all of this, you know, hosted by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And I will say Tessa Sandstrom does a great job coordinating this. I'll be talking about, you know, wellbore integrity, safety, environmental safety. How do we protect our beautiful North Dakota environment and produce this needed resource?
How are we doing in that regard? Give me your scorecard.
We're getting better every year. I say, where's our scorecard? I'd say we're sitting right there at an A. We are really doing an excellent job of protecting the resources. And when I look out along, you know, I live on a farm northeast of Tioga, beautiful landscape. I want to make sure that everything that we do protects this environment. We'll be down at Mandaree today, beautiful community, you know, right on the shores of Lake Sakakawea. We have that natural resource to protect, and that's really what we're going to be talking about. The industry, what are the advancements? What are the new things that the industry is doing to make sure that those well bores are safe and secure and that the surface equipment is also safe and secure and protects the area? And I'm going to, you know, talk about how just the general geology of North Dakota lends itself to, and you know, allowing oil companies to do this in a safe and efficient manner.
What when you come to an event like this, Kathy? I always appreciate it. I mentioned this to folks who say, "Hey, you know, I have a question. How do you get a hold of people?" I always say, "Come to events like this. This is a great event to just visit casually about things that concern you or that you're interested in, and it's a good opportunity to just meet people and know folks who know the industry well." You know, when you come to events like this, and yourself, Ron Ness, Lynn Helms, and others take questions, what kind of questions do you get? What do you most appreciate the opportunity interacting with about?
I really like the one-on-one. I like, you know, the handshake, the smile, and somebody, whether it's the children who want to learn, you know, the neat parts, the mechanics of the process of drilling and producing this oil, or whether it's they want to look at the rocks and get their hands on it and see what that is. But it's also about, you know, the landowners and the neighbors and the residents here of Mandaree in the area. And to be able to go up to one of the oil company workers and shake hands and say, "Hey, I have a problem on my road. I have, a problem with this noise. I have dust that's coming in." Whatever that problem may be, this is the opportunity to go and ask that person. Most of the oil field workers will be there representing their companies, wearing their company shirts and logos. And I encourage people for the community to come out. Of course, you're going to get a great bite to eat, great barbecue and all, but you can actually ask questions one-on-one, pointedly. You know, "Mr. Oil Company, please answer this question for me." And that's the part I like. I like the one-on-one.
Yeah, it is great. Is there a common misconception you find when you have those interactions where people think, you know, a particular way, that when you get a chance to visit with them a little bit, they think differently?
Oh, I think so. I think, number one of the underlying things that I always find is people just are amazed by how high-tech and how complicated this entire process is of extracting crude oil from the rock. The actual mechanics and the technology of this entire process are just incredibly complicated, and they're very expensive to do. You can see why this costs oil companies and service companies a lot of money to produce, because the steps involved are quite amazing, and I think people are really quite surprised and quite impressed by how much is involved in extracting one barrel of oil. And here we are, over 1 million barrels a day. How do we do that day after day after day? It's quite an industry.
If we do dip below 1 million barrels, does that mean we get another Tioga 1 million barrel celebration when we ramp back up?
Well, if we don't have that reason to do it, we will find another reason to have another Tioga celebration, because I will tell you, here at NESA Consulting Service and with the Petroleum Council, we like to celebrate milestones.
No kidding, but we look forward to that. That was one of the greatest parties ever, and I look forward to another one. Whatever the reason to celebrate, Kathy, look forward to seeing you later this afternoon. Thanks for your great expertise and your wonderful ambassadorship for this good industry in North Dakota. We appreciate it.
I will see you this afternoon, Scott. Thank you.
Take care. Kathy Nessa, the Nessa Consulting Services, one of the great resources on this industry in North Dakota. Gary Amoneth is in the middle of a spat over the rules. Former North Dakota Party chair. We'll talk to him next from Cleveland.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
Choice Financial has a different way of doing business. They put people first. Come on in and find out for yourself any one of their locations now in western North Dakota too, including the capital city of Bismarck, Dickinson, South Hart, and Belfield. Choice Financial is bringing you our Bach and Rock's Cookfest coverage. We'll be in Mandaree on Tuesday the 19th, Stanley on Thursday the 21st, having a grand time with free barbecue, free music, free prizes, and so much more. You don't want to miss this. Tuesday in Mandaree, Thursday in Stanley, the Bach and Rock's Cookfest.
We're visiting with Tana Martin from Valley Imports. She's an Audi brand specialist. Tana started buying her cars at Valley Imports and decided this would be a pretty fun place to work.
Started learning a lot about it and just the friendly atmosphere, that it's really no pressure about buying a car. It's just having a conversation, and at the end of the day, it's your money, it's your decision. The technology is so easy to use, just even like their voice command. You don't even have to search for a restaurant. You could just say, I'm hungry.
Tell me about being from New Rockford.
Part of it's just the small town atmosphere, and that's kind of how I treat my work life. You kind of build common ground with everybody, and everybody's got something they can relate to, whether, you know, it's sports or just complaining about the weather. It's too hot, too cold. Local things going on around town.
Visit Tana and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue, or call them at 800-676-7667 or go online to valleyimports.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We're live in Mandaree, North Dakota today, Mandaree Community Center. Bach and Rock's Cookfest Roadshow is what we're doing today. Tomorrow, down at Newtown, the Four Bears Casino Marina for the North Dakota Oil Can Fishing Derby, which is always great fun. and then Thursday in Stanley. So a lot happening as we are live and on location. A lot of great guests talking about the Bacchenmacht's Cook Fest. We're also, of course, going to be covering what's happening at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland and following that along very closely as well. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Of course, the best sleep you can possibly get comes with MyPillow. And right now we have that 4-for-1 deal only for our listeners. I don't know how much longer. I think they forgot about it, but soon they're going to call, hey, we can't do that forever. So if you want to save $160, get four pillows for under $100, call 1-800-506-9028, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. 10-year warranty. You're getting pennies a night sleep for a 10-year warranty. It will not go flat. If it does, get your money back. 60-night money-back guarantee, less shipping and handling. Great deal there. And they replace that thing for 10 years on the warranty. Stays cool. No tossing and turning. $100. Under $100 buys you four pillows. $160 savings. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. All right. Gary Emanuth, former Republican Party chairman, in the middle of a big battle that preceded much of the national coverage of yesterday's Republican National Convention in Cleveland yesterday. Here's a sampling of some of our texts. If you consider yourself a constitutional conservative as I do, you should be disappointed as I am how the RNC chose to handle the roll call vote on rules yesterday. If you're unfamiliar with really what happened, please educate yourself and your listeners. The RNC continues to separate themselves from conservative ideals and principles. Did you hear how many times the Constitution was mentioned on the whole first day of the convention? Another says, I saw Gary Emanuth on MSNBC this morning, bright and smiling. Headline was that he resigned from the Trump campaign finance committee. Why? He must be desperate to get on TV. Another says, Gary Emanuth is a disgrace to North Dakota. So, Gary, you're in the middle of quite the battle. What the heck is going on?
You know, first of all, I really need to get one of those pillows out here. We had a nice hotel, but those pillows, if I should have packed one. I might even call in and try to get one out here. When you get a bad pillow in a hotel room, you have a kink in your neck. Maybe that's what happened to me.
Terrible. Terrible. That's why you woke up and decided to fight. Now, first of all, I want to clear up one thing. This is not about the Never Trump crowd. You're not in the Never Trump crowd. You've been a Trump supporter, right?
People are confused by what happened. I sat last night to a gentleman on the floor, delegate from Georgia, and I asked him, just curious, what happened on the floor? I played like I didn't know what was going on, and he totally didn't even know what was going on, didn't understand it. And I think that's the misconception around the country on this story. What really happened is the RNC put some rules through that we talked about yesterday, which were really not good. And it really impacts the party in the 2020 election. They did things like which consolidates power in the chairman rather than the people. And one of the rules, for instance, is they aren't going to publish between members of the rules committee in the future contact information, so they can't actually communicate with one another unless they have each other's contact information personally. So it's really kind of foolish. It's meant to squash any internal discussion. I mean, people that are in rules committees are elected from their state, and they're to serve in rules committees. So they had a bunch of these foolish rules. So a bunch of people got together, different groups. There were people who never Trump. There were people that were Cruz people and Kasich people were really mad about these rules that came forward. And all we wanted was a roll call vote from the floor to have an up and down vote on the rules. And what we did is we never requested a motion that was going to have public debate on the floor. All it was intended to do was when they voted on the rules package for how the RNC functioned for the next 4 years was going to be an up or down vote with roll call as opposed to a voice vote. And that's all we requested. And the rules say you have to have seven states, a majority of delegates from seven states, and North Dakota is one of them. And we hand-delivered. The secretary was hiding because they didn't want to get him, and we told them we're coming. And so we made it public so that we could find the secretary. It took us over an hour to find her. So they actually made us give it to an intermediary, and then they held up. They did other things at the convention. But we didn't bring a motion to create chaos on the floor, and we didn't. What we brought forward was just a roll call vote on the rules of the Republican National Committee, an up or down vote. People misconstrued that this was about anti-Trump and all this stuff. And so it was really unfortunate. So they came out, the gentleman came out after 2 hours. We brought 10 states forward, actually turned out to be 11 states forward rather than 7. And we had a majority of delegates. And so they waited for 2 hours to verify that we actually had 7 states with the majority of delegates. What they did in that 2 hour window started calling through the names and pressuring people to sign affidavits and take their name off so we didn't have a majority of people from the state. So we couldn't have a roll call vote. And the roll call vote.
Here's what confuses me about this is that none of this affects Donald Trump, right?
No.
This is all for the next nominee.
Donald
it has yeah, yeah. So it really is. I don't understand why would you die on that hill? It doesn't make any sense to me. Hang on, Gary. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Gary Amrath with us from Cleveland. Kevin Cramer going to check in as well, and more from Cookfest. We're in Mandaree today. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm going to talk to you about your bathroom, the bathtub, the shower. You know how it is, right? Close your eyes and picture it how you'd like it to be. Well, guess what? It can be. I'd love for you to call a telephone number. I'll give you in a minute for a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how a new tub, a new shower would look in your home with a Bath Planet Design Studio. It is free. It's an estimate in your home to find out what you can do. By the way, they transform bathrooms in as little as a day. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns to choose from, offering freedom from day-to-day living such as back pain, muscle pain, diabetes, circulatory diseases, and more. And the freedom to bathe in your own home without assistance with a walk-in tub as well. That's right. Go to this website, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, or call 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289. Use my name, Scott, and get a $500 gift certificate free with your purchase from Bath Planet of North Dakota.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.